Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 28th of the 8th month, 2025. It is a Thursday evening and it's 4 minutes past the hour of 10. And my name is the Matriarch. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Don't you just get that I don't know what kind of stress this is that comes there from the 25th until I think it's like the 3rd of every month. Which are stressing, you know, otayara every month, like clockwork, on time. It doesn't miss a beat. It is always there. On time, again. On time. 25 to the 3rd. Or shiri, your mind is just scattered all over the place. And I'm thinking, which ano, oshiki. What is it? What are we going through, Vakwe? Cause how? Mina, my stress levels are just skyrocketing. Now I understand why my mom was always just mad. Month end. She's just mad. And now I get it. Now I get why everybody in town, the only people that are walking nicely and happy in town are people that maybe they are in new relationships, or maybe it's people that are dependent on others. You know, those ones, they walk like with a flair. They walk like with a step in their step, you know, like a little bounce in their step. You can see which are this person is walking like a dependent. This person is walking like they are living their lives, and you're like, wow, because how fail. When you finish paying everything, you are left there blinking. You are left there blinking and you are thinking, man, oshimaruwa the dinero the what. So how are we going to manage this financial stress that we are having? How are we going to manage it? How are we going to live past it? Does it get better? You know, when people talk about retirement, they talk about you must prepare for retirement. Now, when people talk about retirement, Mina, I'm thinking maybe also, you know, I'm imagining retirement is most a place where we just go and we go and relax and we go and Kampala and retire and just be, you know, retired people. We're just enjoying our lives, Ambera, you know, to rikonkunda, to numarovu hija, to hanga every day, so be so, vate state, atu numarovu hija, or atu numarongom, you know, just enjoying our lives. Mara, the way people are talking about it is as if that if you don't prepare for retirement, there's something that's going to happen to you. Now, what kind of preparations do we have to make, as entrepreneurs now for our retirement? Obviously, that preach for retirement funds where you literally, whatever you're doing in your life, you just have a debit order that goes off and it's like a 200 that's just going towards your retirement fund. So that even if you're not working for Nampower, Eagle FM, you don't need to worry, because there's most a retirement plan that you have put in place for yourself. Now, what happens when this retirement fund that you put in place is not going to find you there, or not even going to find you there? You are not going to have enough when you retire. How much money is enough money for retirement? Like, how much money is going to set you up for life? If you had an amount that would set you up for the rest of your life, like from 60 onto 102. Like, I wish for your life to go to 102. You know, I want you to be over a century years old. You know, I wished for the best for you. How much money is going to be enough? How much money is enough money for you to say that, you know what, I worked really hard for my life and this is the outcome of it and I'm very proud of myself? How much money is that? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. You can call in and you can tell me what amount is enough money. How much is enough money for you to go into retirement? Because I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, Yeah, because I've got like what? I've got 26 years. I've got 26 years to retirement. And it's not really retirement. It's just the threshold of where you should, stop working and apparently just wait and rest and take care of grandkids and stuff. Hopefully you won't be a great grandparent. Maybe you'll just be a grandparent only, but that's what I imagine it to be. So I'm thinking, yo, I've got 26 years to work for this X amount, to be sorted, but I can't picture for the life of me. I can't picture how much is that money that I need? Okay. Do I need 2 million? Do I need 3 million? Do I need 28 million? How many millions do I need? Good evening. How many millions do I need to say that I know I'm going to be content and I'm going to be sorted in my old age? I'm going to be able to go to the shop and go and afford, you know, I can afford a yogurt on a Wednesday, a 5 liter of yogurt. I can afford it. And ice cream. I can afford it. I can afford to take care of myself. I can afford to eat healthy. I can afford to buy the clothes that I want, because I also want to be like one of those really, really nice old ladies. I don't want to be putting on makeup and stuff. I just want to look and smell like money when I'm in my 60s. I just want to look like and smell like money and my lifestyle now that I want. And I can't say that it is said amount that would make me think that I am sorted for retirement at all. And even if there was X amount, right? I'm thinking, so these kids that we're going to live here wherever, because we might go and retire most now on a farm, or we might retire in a retirement home, or wherever we want to retire, right? Because it's not even an idea. It's not even a plan yet, because we think that, we've got time. We've got 26 years. It's a long time. We got time. And you'll see, that we'll just blink like this and we'll be in our 40s. We'll blink like this and then it's already 60. We didn't even see the 50s. We're already 60 and it's like, it's almost child at 8. And you are thinking, how did I prepare? How much did I prepare? So please tell me, ladies and gentlemen, Kucha, how much money is enough for your retirement? Like the day that you chila, how much money is going to be enough? Is it going to be 2 million? Is it going to be 3 million? Is it going to be 100,000? How many millis are you looking at, or how many zeros are you looking at? And do you want to get it all at once, or do you want to get part of it, or do you want to be getting it like a salary for the rest of your life, and whatever is left is the one that we, your debtors, are going to come and collect? Or how exactly are we going to go about it? 083-288-401. That is the number to call and to tell me, Kucha, me, matriarch, I just want a 10 million. I just want a 10 million. I just want a 3 million. I just want a 300,000. I just want a 10K. You know, everybody has their own desires and everybody has their own life plan. And some people's life plans don't even involve money like that. They just want to be happy. They just want to be taken care of. And it is what it is. Good evening.
Matriarch.
Yes, Tate Tonata.
I don't have enough
HR. My dear, you know what? Nenandi could then get it. 081?
Okay. 336?
7017. Yes.
I want to...
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, let us quickly call Tate Tonata and we'll see how it goes.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary.
Good evening, Tati. Good evening, Tati.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Alrighty, how are you doing?
not so bad.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really okay. And then we got stress, huh? But it's okay stress arake apo from the 25th until the 3rd. Yele, 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 yele. Okay, you can go. Mm.
I'm done. I just tell me now, nice. Good job.
Mm-hmm. How much money is enough money for your retirement?
Okay, we are talking about that issue of FEMA.
Mm.
Yeah, you remember the FEMA issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the way it is structured,
yeah,
and the way it was brought about,
mm-hmm,
it was brought about in a manner that it was like dictated to us. You know, you remember when Job was all over about it.
But give you us know, a little bit.
Yeah, like if you move from Eagle FM and then you go to Nasita,
mm-hmm,
then you have to wait for your retirement money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you move from one company to another, so you need to get your whole entitlement.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it just like that for government entities?
No, it was maybe for SOEs that was, but then still it was not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But what you see now, mm-hmm, today is the 28th.
Yeah.
And then you see, even the old people,
mm-hmm,
are able to entertain the area there.
Yes.
You understand the implication now.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a need,
mm-hmm,
in the pension system,
mm-hmm,
owes you,
mm-hmm,
let me say, 4 million,
mm,
or 1 million.
Mm.
Let them give you 500.
Okay.
And then let them keep 500,
mm-hmm,
for your own...
for your retirement.
No, like for your own, you know, that is what we call annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona, it's like I give you 10 million now.
Mm-hmm.
Most smart people,
mm-hmm,
a tender that you probably manipulated,
mm-hmm,
then that tender,
mm-hmm,
I mean, you inflated it or something and then you got more.
Yeah.
I mean, at your age.
Of now, course, yes. Then, yes, we will inflate it. Me, I'm just waiting for my chance to be corrupt also.
Not about this.
Can I come in me?
You got lucky now about getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, what happens is that you get that money, you invest it in government bonds or in any other investment, it's all mutual or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's your own. It is not ill-gotten money.
Yeah.
As long as it was properly approved and And then you have it. So you have five million in your account balance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, I'm going to put away 2.5 there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as your working retirement.
Yeah.
So you put it away half of it, mm-hmm, and it should be by choice,
mm-hmm,
not by definition.
Mm-hmm.
To say, like FEMA, where they decide for you that half of it. What if I only started working when I'm 50?
Eh.
And then I only have
10 years worth.
And I'm a cleaner.
Mm.
And I only have 250.
Mm.
Hey, who enjoys 250,000? Half, half.
People enjoy it, huh?
Can it be half, half, huh?
Oh, half, half, no. And okay, also something about, imariwa ope wakone, like, you never do anything with it.
Ah, you never win.
Yeah, you never do anything. Shimashi totwa. No, tashi totwa, atu totako. Ah, no.
You send it back to sender there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my small of it. Only that, thanks so. For the call, that's my view, Buja.
Mm-hmm.
It's good if I owe you 5 million.
Yeah.
let me give you 2.5 or 3.
Mm.
And then the other two.
But isn't that just a government thing? Because with private entities, you just get your retirement fund. You just get your retirement money.
It was not, it was across the board. FEMA was going across like NAMFISA. NAMFISA does not discriminate.
Where?
That thing was going across the board. That you can go to Alexander Forbes. You can go to Eagle FM. You can go to NAMFISA.
Now, if I don't get a job and I retired,
like you don't want to work again.
No, you don't know my life. You don't know my plans in my life. Hey, so I retire now, and then I want my money.
That is the clause that was that I. Uh-huh. And the rest were fighting for.
Yeah.
To say, good, it is not fair if I plan to take my whole amount.
Yeah.
I already have a budget for it to say, and that rapport,
uh-huh.
A whole massage parlor.
Wazallah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good, this is the...
The capital.
And there's accommodation facilities. And
yeah, my dear. Yeah, we're entertainment area.
Oh, oh.
So that my senior friends can also have a place to be entertained without judgment.
Mm.
What are you saying? What did you say, Tate Tonata? I cannot hear you nicely. Fata Poppy, these days you are very compromised, huh? Ngini, speak with your chest. Speak with your chest, and kero kanti kuviti.
You want to write my, you want to take your notebook in the. So if you want that, there should be an option.
Okay. But I think that one is not, I don't think it's a private entity thing. I don't think it's something that's done in the private entity. I think that, it's maybe only done in government, because I'm not too familiar with government employee systems.
Okay.
But
what
even
about
like,
the MOA, the associated agencies like TransNamib and others.
Mm.
But because, you know, the problem will be here.
Yeah.
Why did they consult the Employment Federation?
Mm.
They're behind Venue.
Mm.
Because they needed to understand whether the people could afford to pay out people or... Because it's a matter of keeping the economy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And also understanding, because you have also seen in our villages, the Mikunda.
Yeah.
You go to homes there, and then you see some retired school principals who got
their money a long time ago.
They are just
Zularing. Zularing even.
Yeah. But yet you say this is my school of
You just don't know why they're at that level now, please.
Yeah. Mm. But then when you look at the new economy,
mm-hmm.
you would see that those ones who got half of their pension,
mm-hmm.
and then the other half was kept by the government institution, then they got something today on the 28th.
Mm. But with those ones, they get most like a chunk, like it's not like thousands. It was a lot.
You get half of your salary.
Yeah.
UNAM does the same.
You get half of what you used to, get, yeah.
Yeah.
So that you still maintain your lifestyle.
Yeah, so it's because people like look at the life expectancy. But it should be negotiable to say, good, if I reach 65,
yeah.
for example, while working for the institution, or 60, in NAST, UNAM, VTC, 65, then I should be able to claim how much. It's not them to dictate to me
how much
cash I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then they give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then you commit yourself. What you get.
Now, what if you want all your money, you win?
That one is too much hunger. Mm-hmm. Who have told you that?
But if I don't live long enough to eat the rest of my money, you want my family to go in. My dear, but I'm also told that I'm also not sure if I'm going to not die tomorrow. To over survive and then also to overestimate your lifespan. Eh?
Now, I think that's where the thing was sent back. For people to relook and say, you know, what if? Because also the pension fund is looking at the risk because they have to use now the reminder of what they give you.
Mm.
Yacht is fine.
You have to go and gamble with your money.
Yes. So you want 3.5.
Mm.
So the 1.5, we are going to gamble with it.
Mm.
With asset management and stuff. Hello, Nihala. But how much money is Nihala? But how much money is enough money? Like if you had to chila right now and you are past your working years, you know, and you're like 60 and it's time now, kucha tate tona ta kotai kuushona huya, it's time. Yeah, time to zibukai now, ne? Kucha shwaronga mamushimba waronga ngane. How much money is enough money for you to be comfortable in Ushon? What is enough for me? Mm-hmm. I tried my little small business. Where I'm walking around now is,
mm-hmm.
I just need to construct again.
Okay.
Yeah, I already bought.
Say, how much money is enough money? How? Yeah, can we bought to mpoka?
No, the thing is just that.
How much do I need to budget?
According to how much you work for.
Ahawe. Like if we are thinking, kucha, for you, if you wanted to zimbuka, eh, kuzimbuka rera, netoka kantumbara lera kukwi usho na hui.
Kenda tamekele kuronga.
Nangharapo tu na. Nangharapo tu na.
Ahawe, otanji ti, since I started working, 2007, I still spend on 3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of cash money.
Okay, cash money.
Where I can withdraw $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is my own.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.5.
So that's how much, okay, but let's not stand
that's how
on.
Much that's how small or big my mind is.
Okay, but I'm asking, Kucha, for you yourself, if you had to say, Kucha, you know what? Me, I'm going into retirement and this is what I need. If you had to like ask your ancestors or something, kucha, akwa mpungu ya anje, na harutare mwinyenge pompono nga, onda pumbwa o mirina dhiri ne, shitandi mo retirement, imari wanjo nene ikare ya thika kukomba nga horike, akanishishine kucha otantuka peni, nengo tampopina je, pangotantule monga, oka word, a nice word there by God, barangae, onda pumbwa o 4 million. Mo 4 million anjono, ondishishi kucha, I'm sorted for the rest of my life. I can bury myself. I can tombstone myself. I can pay for my entire funeral myself and still leave inheritance for my children and also still live a comfortable enough life to come from that has aircon, by the way, aircon and good petrol and tokaranda oshifo, because that's the lifestyle that you have built for yourself. How much would that be?
I will come here. When I left my previous office, I told you that the people refused to give me my severance package of 667,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have not received that money until now.
Go fight for your money. And then you must fight for interest also.
I was told by the labor office that it's prescribed. The case that I took there, and what not, but I knew there was political influence and interference.
So you're never going to get it or what? Natuka kwanje imewe emani upenze.
I only get it.
Eh, shawa ningi 60.
If I threaten people.
Go threaten people, but what is it? They are not your relatives, Tadetonata. Let's go fight. Omuhoro mbi for nothing.
My economic value. When I went back to the municipality, already this way I'm walking up and down where we are talking. It's 777 without even any building.
You like Ombili? Like me, ne? Ngai umaru kwa ligo arakana kamemi. Ngai.
There's one thing that I was coached since I was a kid. I was told not to be bitter.
Me, I'm not going to be bitter.
Until
but the, even the day I leave Eagle FM here, me, I'll be at that table. Let us do every day. I'll retire first.
Until the other children started slapping me, eh?
But you know, man.
You know, when I moved from Kogoretko Zagonipa,
yeah.
Then I was taken to the village to go look
at. But you need to hold the line, hold the line.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 High Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Buy 2x Rhodes 1-liter 100% fruit juice for only $49.99. 2x 1.5 kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $139.99 with Smart Buy. 400ml Vaseline Body Cream or Lotion for $44.99. And 2 kg Sunlight Hand Wash Powder for only $54.99 with Smart Buy. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
My friend.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Faculty of Commerce, Management and Law of the University of Namibia is pleased to present the hybrid face-to-face and online annual international conference on sustainable and equitable financial system, SEFS, to take place on the 21st and the 22nd of October 2025 in Windhoek, Namibia. Authors, young researchers, academians and practitioners are invited to submit their abstracts. The submission of abstracts deadline is the 3rd of September 2025. For more information, visit the university website at www.unam.edu.na. Good evening, Tete Tonata. I'm good done good working. Then did you long?
We should work.
We must work.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm the only one who's failing.
You are not failing. You are fine. You worked.
No. I'm given a task by Tete John.
Oh, okay, but anyways, itu yako ne kucha. Hey. So, how much is enough money for you to retire? I know you are already basically retired. I know you are already sitting in retirement. But this one is involuntary retirement, this one. This is circumstantial retirement, this one.
Every time when you just try to say, I clean my seat in the gut of the...
Which are, you don't need them. If you don't want to live with dirty ones, then you don't need them. Oh, my dear.
What I'm telling you, I'm at 3.5.
Okay, but is that enough?
I'm a preset judge.
Okay, but, when are you going to get your money?
No. There's another money that's coming. Remember when they tried to harvest me? Those 2 months, though, when they kept me in that place.
Yes. Yeah, they must give our money.
I want.
Shash, you know, these days are the ones that make you think like this. This last days, 25 to the 3rd, ne? These are the days that you start thinking about everybody that owes you money. You know, sometimes you even get trigger happy, Kucha.
Can I tell you the day I resigned?
Tell me, what happened?
I was sitting in my office and I said, this is the last time I'm sitting on this chair. Last time I'm going to sit with my junior station. And it was a guy, basically. So for me, never had to do it. That's like a PA to you. So I needed somebody that understood what I did. So this guy that is in the same class of the time. And I told him, and then he resigned out of the same time. So I told him, listen, I'm going to leave this 37,000 behind. This net pay. And the modern device is 50,362,6. That time it was plus 150. So I said, I'm going to go. And there was no reason in that time. So I just knew I got paid. So money doesn't actually define my existence, but my target growth.
Okay, so you want to go and sit at Ukwi Ushona with 3.5 million?
Oh, I'm saying I want to get old with my father.
I don't know if I should be the one to tell you or I should just...
Me and my father, we are
calling my if I should just let you find out for yourself later.
Yeah, me and that guy.
I don't really want to be the bearer of bad news, but okay.
That's my best friend.
I understand. But so 3.5 million is going to be enough. What are you going to do with it?
Imagine I've been having that vision since 2012 up to now.
You know my vision, I remember, to the forefront the way I want.
It was going there. There was disruption here and there, but I built on it.
Yeah.
The amount has gone up in terms of value because the value additions that I've tried, it has added.
Okay.
My niece's education, what, my limitations and delimitations. I don't have a lot of children. I only have 2 daughters and my nieces. And so it means that I'm managing it at a level where it should be. Yeah.
Okay.
So if I had 10, then of course the budget would have gone high.
Of course, yes.
So I know my limits and delimitations. Just like you are doing your research proposal in thesis. So you know already, how low can you go if you're in the club?
Satulala.
In terms of economy.
Satulala. That's the lowest we can go. Sleep. You know, I've never thought about how much money is enough money in my retirement. And I think that it's something that I should actually...
I want to hear that from you.
Like, yeah, that's why I'm bringing this conversation up. Because...
Do you know what is your retirement?
What is it?
Your retirement?
Retirement is most going to wait for death.
It's your vision.
A vision for what?
Can I specifically mention somebody?
You can mention anybody. Teach us, guru. Teach us, teacher. Anopezero shikenanan.
No, Tandi, this is a public figure. It's our first lady.
Uh-huh.
And you look at...
Kwali? Tatukala tatuti kwali? Onyenana, Onyenana. Many people had had that office, but all of you guys just keep her at that office, even when she's not at that office. We have a first gentleman now.
No.
I can't hear you. No, don't worry. I'm just playing. Eh. Okay, so. Mm-hmm.
It is her. And it is some people that have never worked for some offices, mm-hmm. like that is Pico. Why would you cry for retirement and stuff? You should have a plan lined up.
Yes.
I have a cousin of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I don't understand this economy. But I know there's no corruption dwelling in that business office.
Mm. They are like me, yeah.
Whether or not he works, he resigns, mm-hmm. and he comes back to the corporate world, mm-hmm. and he's just doing his things properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going into property development. Yeah, that is retirement. Good. Yeah. A person who knows, you don't need money. What you need is just to buy a diamond, sell it somewhere.
And then Zimbuka.
Other than the beer.
Then Zimbuka.
And then Zimbuka, and then come.
Come play again. Namkol.
Build the houses and then sell the houses. You are retired.
You are not doing nothing anyways.
It's the same as what Michael was saying. No. It's that, that Franz, when he was talking about this morning, he was talking about us spending on funerals and the, weddings and ceremonies for black people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, nobody commented, complimenting and supplementing his views to say, we have a problem.
Ah, we have a problem. Yes, we have a problem.
Everybody was just complaining.
Do you know that we spend so much time in relationships because we can't afford to get married according to the standards put up by others?
That was the discussion.
Which is now, it's literally a dilemma, ne? Kucha, what if we can't even afford to invite 30 guests to our wedding?
I am so shocked by somebody who spent around $400,000 on a wedding, and then you come back and you can't afford a two-bedroom house.
You can't even afford to rent in a good neighborhood.
The other day, one of my friends who's an estate agent was selling a 475 house in Korea. And then I was like, I saw one friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, probably what he consumes is around 500.
Yeah, uhanuna, lela. Ukunashimari, washilti.
Yeah, no, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, and he's renting a small room. And I'm like,
you are interested, because when you're helping your friends, it's like, pamwe ngwe iyo ga mono nga nde kumonera ne. I can't hear you. Owi nyenge pone. Yeah, pay for the COVID.
Yeah. Is the landlord.
Mm.
He's also telling me, this person is not competent. Maro Mono, what are you saying? After this deduction, what do you do with it? Nengo 34.
These landlords also. So they are testing people's intelligence.
We tried. We took him from another flat where he was staying 4,000. We brought him home.
Mm-hmm.
Now where he's staying 1.6.
Yeah.
Then the guy.
They're damn congealing quite angunoa.
Oh.
I'm going real friend. friends are going to Kara. Hey, you guys are fighting for this
they
guy.
They can't be from where. Mm-hmm. Where is life insurance, it's different insurance company. Because they did not pay for our airtime. He was paying around 12,000. Three deaths. What? How do you call this one? Funeral cover. We asked him, do you die 3 times or what? So when you die one time, they give you one death. So you are going to get 3 times death.
And all this Mahangano cannot all give you coffins. Because you can only accommodate one. How?
Do you know where we're talking about?
Are you guys?
Do you know where we're talking
about? Where?
Just next to Baines there.
Fena.
Katufa Rako Korea Bampo.
Oh. Yeah, that Serenity place. The Serenity.
The guy basically came back to 25. The guy was literally ending up to 8,000 deaths. So, these are people now, you tell me you go to work, you're planning for your family, you're doing what? What's the retirement?
And what? But what is planning for the retirement? To be honest, ne, just school us. Because, vele, out, guys. Me, I thought that for retirement, that we've done everything that we need to. But also, just hold the line for me, please, Tatete.
If you are set to save, you save is a shop to be this month end. When last did you only pay 94.99 for 5 kilos of Marathon white sugar? Or $116.99 for Champion Super Maize meal? Or just 64.99 for 3 kilos of Grande pasta? And $27.99 for Rama Original 70% fast bread? You save your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Want to know?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Her Strings with the Matriarch and Tate Tonata, the teacher for retirement. The teacher for retirement. As you know, me, the way I'm thinking about it, me, I think that retirement is a place where you go where you don't want to work anymore.
Let me just tell you, Ned.
Yeah.
I'm just to...
I have time, yes?
To say something again.
Okay.
I told you, the old girl, almost your mom,
is a
woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the one probably bothering her, not you now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that, and as a former government, they are enjoying that small privilege that they get, something plus 264 or something, you understand?
You know what happened?
Well,
me and my mom just recently got retired. So right now, like, we don't really know much except the fact that she doesn't go to work. Like, that's the only thing that's new.
I will just tell you. That's why she doesn't bother you, probably.
Ne?
Because, it's a thing when you have a secured. But people should be allowed to choose how much they want from their pension and then a negotiated leave amount.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call social security in America. When you have been in the military, whether young as you or I am, then they call us war vets.
Okay.
So a certain amount of what we have worked for remains. You can stay without working. But you have like a 2-bedroom house.
Mm.
You have an allowance.
Mm.
Yeah, you can live for the rest of your life.
But you still didn't answer us. Yeah. Okay, so when we are planning for retirement, what exactly are we supposed to be planning for? School us quickly.
You must basically work. Number one, I mean, when you say we,
it's me and the others.
Mean, our age mates?
We are not talking about the ones that are already there in the system, because them we can't really do anything about it, right? They are already in that system. But let's talk about with us young entrepreneurs now, where we can't guarantee kucha when we chila ne or the government is gonna give us our retirement package or whatever. Most entrepreneurs die entrepreneurs. They just keep working. It's only the guy with the helicopters, right, that decided that guys andimo penzera. But Popenzera is also very, very boring, to be honest. Yeah, you get accustomed to working. Like right now, when I look at my mother, I can't hear you properly. I know, the pain. Can you give it any now? No. It's not even the phone. I think it's just you. You moved from the location where you were talking from first. Now I can hear you. Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I'm saying the retirement in terms of, like, okay, let me say where you are now. Plus your side hustle and stuff. How much is enough? You must start doing to invest in a lot of things.
But at the Donata, that investment in a lot of things is the one that's making us go crazy like this.
No.
No, man. Like, yeah.
No.
Want to pay for no more town of people, Pirara, yeah.
No, you can't charge it. I've chosen a certain remedy. Once I'm done with whatever I have to do, I can go to North Africa or wherever I want. I can't come back.
If I'm here, I can't. Aye,
my juice, yeah, she is. The 100,000 that you have, probably now, find an agricultural project. Now we have an opportunity. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. They are under 35. They don't even see opportunity in that. And I'm telling them that, listen, I can register a company under this. What I need is a registration fee for poor. Yeah, but uncle, can you also watch what? And I'm like, guys, I'm above 35. So, and we are the ones who enacted the youth development fund. Long time ago, that time when Julius Kavetuna was still the secretary of youth, so I know the biggest problem.
What did you say? No, but I was waiting for the network to come nice and come right, but it wasn't. I can't hear you nicely, Tate Tim. And now I can hear you. Every time you get excited, then I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Like, okay. So basically, If I want to retire at the age of 60 and I want to stop working at the age of 60, I should make sure that whatever money I've been putting aside should be enough to fund my lifestyle in such a way that I orchestrate a plan where I'm going to be getting a salary for life, because that's the correct way to go about it. Is that what we're saying?
What I've seen is that you've done law.
Yeah. I'm not finished with that one. I even have to go back.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, finish it.
Yes.
And I will tell you.
But I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. Now I want to make tomatoes. I want to plant tomatoes. Yes. Shashitate Tonata said in agriculture there's money. And as we are following the bag.
So,
yes.
Agriculture there's money. But also when it comes to issues like one economy, if you go and listen very well there,
mm-hmm.
there's good funding there, but it does not come from the United Nations or the government.
Where does it come from?
It comes from smart investment.
Okay. A smart investment. You people keep talking about investments, but you guys are not really explaining what an investment is. You guys must invest.
You just need to talk to the person that will tell you. It's like, you know, if you had an opportunity, for example, it's not an investment. It's like I can give you an example of somebody that bumped into this guy that shot somebody in Ofuor. And that guy is a shareholder of the company of that guy as a proxy, and then that money is coming through him. But the moment I work with Monica, it's a legitimate business transaction.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
If you meet the right people at the right time, at the right platform, with the right requisite skills, then you are there.
Yeah. Maybe.
Next year, education is for free.
Luckily, some of us are already in the system.
Yeah, we kidnap it now.
Yeah.
That in Nassaf will be disbanded. Whoever is owing Nassaf is going to know where they are owing it.
Because Nassaf is going to come now. As we want our money before we are gone.
It's going to come back as a department in the ministry. And nobody in this country is going to owe anything. And the acting has overacted this time out, which is now. You can't act more than three. You can't. It is not.
It's not correct.
Even at NAMCO.
Just
in April now, the person is taken out. You can only act for 3 months.
Sure. Not act for 9 years. What is that?
Mad.
And then you guys find somebody else that I must come and train also for my position that you guys are not giving to me. You're giving it to somebody else.
You have been in charge.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah, to be honest.
So we have all those things, but then the good thing is we are given these opportunities now to complete whatever we left the house.
Yeah,
it's not a crime. That's one you have a legitimate claim to. As long as, the curriculum is not reached out yet.
Yeah.
But I saw the courses that they have been increased.
Sure.
In terms of the
points.
You can't just do family law.
You have to do the whole LLB. The entire LLB. And the LLB is a combination of the LLB and the B juris combined. But the Bijiris was nicer. Because it was only 3 years. Yeah, because it was only 3 years. Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
It was.
It's 2 years that time, and then the magic 3 years for you guys.
Mm.
Yeah, so you guys are traumatized.
Yeah. Oh. Bruh. Bruh. I'm even just thinking of just doing my things online. Let me just go to a college online. People got their certificates and stuff all through COVID, just studying online. And like,
and you want to translocate your academic record to some institution elsewhere?
You know,
but you see that there will be financial implications and all that.
Pending.
The current system is assisting.
Mm.
It's realistically assisting. No, but I'm telling you, there is no set amount of retirement.
Okay.
It's up to you. There are people who are comfortable when they have 3-10 taxis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gabon, Africa, because people are realistic about our population. I'm realistic about that.
Mm-hmm.
Our economic ability.
Yeah.
And you see, you can open a shop and what and what. You see, people are just doing what they can.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have an alcohol business. I don't want to have an alcohol business. That's the one thing that doesn't fancy me in my life. I don't want to have an alcohol business.
Okay. Happen now to have,
a betting business, similar, gambling.
Something similar to a 5-star hotel.
Okay. It's 5-star hotel. Yeah. Who's by coming
default,
there?
By default, you will have.
You need alcohol.
No.
Yeah, you need.
Who comes there without entertainment?
Mm. And alcohol is entertainment, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Very serious.
Yes, very serious.
Yeah.
Eh?
Well, you are talking.
Me, all I know is that in my 60s, me, I'm going to be drinking. I'm going to drink. Know. I'm going to drink for all the years that I missed out on drinking.
Huh?
I will drink it.
At the level whereby, you know, some of us, when we enjoy the drink,
mm-hmm.
we don't drink like chickens now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way they drink is too much.
Yeah.
We will drink with a choice, Kusha. I took one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even touching the deck when I got a computer. I don't even need the gun. But if you want to make me, I can walk on it. Can you tell me?
Yeah, I've got a dengue copy. And this is a lanatati. I just want to work so hard and so smart, right? When I have the stamina. And then when I get to retirement, I should be and this swap. Tandi denga di copy straight. Yeah.
If you had now this time, you know, or whatever tradition.
Yeah.
Is the biggest of them, not trying to promote it.
Yeah.
Of a in the whole country.
Yeah, it is also the most sought after. Ever since its inception, it has been the best. Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah, since the inception of all those
trade fairs.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you look at that time of 2011.
Mm-hmm. So it's, your number is 3367017.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. In case the phone cuts. Uh-huh.
Okay. I tried to buy a house in 2011.
In Ongwediva?
Yeah, there was somebody who was selling their guest house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have been lucrative.
Now imagine now, 2011, 12, 13, 14, 99. If I could have bought that thing, that time I had cash. The person was out of the country, then he came.
Did the cash come from your leave days now or what? Where did the money come from?
2011.
2014.
I used to pile up. I had my own private investment with all the O and the M, whatever. That was the old mutual. The upper tangi. The ones that was with nine floor. I had my own. But that was like a side thing you put away.
Yeah.
I was forever
busy.
Yeah, in MLO, Pumalanga, London.
Was that traveling?
Delgado.
Traveling. Yeah. Enjoying your life.
So, favorite one, you know.
You
sleep in the normal accommodation, but they gave you red advice for first time. Why would I worry about that? It's your money you're given.
Chopper. Yeah. Chopper, my dear, chopper.
Exactly, chopper.
Chop your money, my dear, while you are alive.
Get away from Mozambique, eh?
Then
go to Tanzania and then you go and sleep in Kariako.
Mm-hmm.
Where the security issues are volatile.
I just feel like when you go to other people's countries, ne? Don't go to places that are not.
No, now it's worse. My Simbondi, you are dealing with me. I am. I can sit in my car. Yeah, I'll just come to an establishment, then I'll pass there. The tourists are bringing in. Buy a few guys, a few beers. What? Got the parking down there. I'm gonna forget my guys.
Okay. Don't talk too much. They will read your accent.
Really?
Hey, don't make friends. Sit in your car alone and drink your beers.
Everyone is London now. And then after that one, you go.
Okay.
But you're not going to go to the house. But you're wearing only one mango, no? So everyone is London now.
But me, I'm not gonna have, you know, that I don't visualize myself as an energetic old woman, aga.
You should, okay, what is old?
An energetic senior woman, like 60 and above. I don't visualize myself to be an energetic nobody. If I'm already struggling here in my early 30s, I don't have energy.
The thing is, the problem is that you should not deny yourself opportunity to be energetic while you're young. So for example, when I'm here, I'm with my daughter, and I always tell her. She's always asking me, "Daddy, why do you always read?" And then I'm telling her, "This is." You did medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a historian, politics, business,
mm-hmm.
technical person. So, as a technical person, I'm reading a book about a different mirror.
Mm-hmm.
A different mirror is a book about how America.
About what?
About how America
mm-hmm.
was occupied. How the different races came about, all that. And he won't understand that narrative. As to why I'm studying those issues, why I'm reading about it.
Mm.
It's like I'm a troubled. And I'm like,
it's okay to believe what you need to believe. Me, I'm not troubled. Me, I want to learn.
Yeah, I want to learn about that environment because I want to learn about American society.
Mm.
Although I know already why they hate black people. And you see, when you talk about the Cherokees and other people, why were they moved to Indiana?
Mm.
How they were moved to the West?
Mm. Do they really hate black people, or are they just afraid of black people because black people were created to be the way they are?
They called us savages and stuff. How do you go call it people that are hard working in terms of physical labor?
Mm.
Yet when they try to learn a few things, because, I mean, you had control over people to say what they are limited or what they are exposed to know.
Mm.
So if you have that capacity of knowledge development, what you test. And then yet you go to the extent of hanging them, and then you use the hanged head. Have you ever seen...
As a display.
No.
To intimidate.
Went on to endorse Thomas Jefferson's opinion to say, no, one other person, the so-called professor, he went to make a study on black people that we have an inferiority complex in terms of intellect, intellectual understanding.
Mm.
But when you hang somebody's head on Tahufu, now they were saying that because the head was bigger, it had limited intellectual.
Like, wait a minute. I'm sure these people didn't really know what they're talking about. Okay.
And whoever wrote any opinion during the 1850s as a black, because there were free men from North America, like they're up.
Yeah.
And then there were those free slaves. Some of them got exposure to education and stuff.
Mm.
Whenever they spoke something or wrote about, this guy was really objective in terms of whatever he wrote. Ronald Takati or something like that.
Mm.
This guy understood and he has given a proper narrative about every time. Of all the Indian Kuwege crisis,
the Cherokees, etc.
Yeah. And
Native Americans.
And it's a book that they use in the University of Berkeley about ethnic diversity.
Mm-hmm.
What we call contemporary. Because it's a mandatory course that you take at university, whether you are...
Yes. No matter what you are doing, you have to take it.
You have to do together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you see, he doesn't understand. He's quite emotional. And all. And then,
it's tough here.
And I'm not... So, all in all, there is no amount of hate. It's all about what you... value. If you value diamonds, you need an amount of equivalent to such expectation. If you value the normal life, modest as it can be or as it is, you're okay.
Mm.
If you value, you see, there are people that don't expect much from life, but they have so much wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be an academic without having a business or a lucrative job. Then you are okay. But if you want to have a price tag to say you what you want to have, how much? Yeah, I want 3.5 million.
So that's That's your tag, 3.5.
That is my own. That one I know good. Even if I don't even eat the fish out of it, I know what I'm going to build with that. And how much I need.
You are leaving now your things to your daughter? To your daughters?
No, I'll put 100.
We will call Tata T back, but good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we're talking about the stresses that come with life, and part of the stresses that come with life is the retirement plan. Now, first of all, let's just start from what is a retirement plan, or let's not even go to what is it. How much is enough? How much is enough? So, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do. In most cases, we allow the experts to tell us about it. We as Eagle FM, we don't claim ownership. We don't take ownership of this. This is strictly for illustration purposes and strictly for us to learn from a couple of people around the world also.
Thank you. Retirement. It's a word. It's a dream. It's the epitome of living the good life. Yet for many, it's an enigma wrapped inside a maze of financial obscurity. We live in a world that perpetuates the idea of more gadgets, more trips, more experiences. But rarely does it tell us to think about later. But what if we shift our lens? What if we shift our focus from all of this intentionally living for today to also intentionally planning for tomorrow? Today, I want to talk to you about that shift. The shift towards understanding, managing, and reimagining your financial future. First, a brief background on me. I've worked in the financial services sector for the past 20 years. Spending the first half of my career at two of the world's largest asset managers. And today, I lead my own financial planning firm, where we help successful professionals across the UK reduce taxes, invest smarter, and retire on their terms. Now, with that context in mind, let me assure you that I've observed the ramifications of inadequate preparation for retirement many, many times. The impact is often understated, not necessarily disastrous, but invariably disheartening. For example, did you know that in the UK, the average income for pensioner couples is around £2,200 per month? Now, I can almost hear your thoughts. Average. But a mere... I'm attending a TEDx talk. I'm not an average person. Point taken. But when we delve into the specifics, it becomes glaringly clear that a substantial number of people are underprepared for retirement. Let's crunch some numbers. According to a recent survey by the Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association, to live comfortably in retirement, a couple would need an income of approximately £3,500 per month, assuming no lingering housing costs, such as a mortgage or rent. So while the average income for pensioner couples of £2,200 per month is no pittance, it's far removed from the £3,500 per month figure you'd need to live the good life. But numbers can be faceless. So let's hear some stories. You might have come across a neighbor, an elderly neighbor, who is still working part-time, driven by necessity rather than choice. Or maybe you know someone who has had to downsize their comfortable family home for a smaller, more affordable space, losing cherished memories in the process. To bring this closer to home, let me share with you a story about Sarah, one of the individuals I have the privilege to advise in my financial planning practice. Sarah has recently found herself facing a financially challenging position due to her parents' lack of planning. When her father passed away, he left behind Sarah's mother with minimal financial resources and just a small income from a couple of inherited pensions. This has necessitated a drastic change in my client's lifestyle, forcing her to accommodate her mother in her home and take over her financial support. These aren't mere anecdotes. They're stark reminders. They highlight the very real consequences of taking a back seat in your own financial planning. Now, as someone who dedicates his professional life to helping successful professionals plan for their retirement, I've realized that as long as people have enough money to sustain their day-to-day life, they often adopt a rather unconscious attitude towards money. So I invite you all to stand up for a moment and participate in an exercise with me. And if you can't stand up for any reason, please feel free to join in by raising your hand. And if you're watching at home, please feel free to join in too. I'm going to ask you three questions. Ready? Okay. So here's the first question. Without looking in your purse or wallet, do you know how much money you have on you right now? If you do, please stay standing. If not, please take a seat. So in my experience, about a third of you would be sitting down by now. Feels about right. Okay, so here's the second question. Think of the last time you withdrew £100 from a cash machine or made a transaction of that amount. Can you account for it? If you can, and you know what you spent that money on, stay on your feet. Otherwise, please sit. Typically, about half of those left standing would be sitting down by now. So far, so good. Okay. So, here's the third and final question. Can you detail your expenses from last month? If you can, and perhaps you have a spreadsheet at home and you could tell me exactly how much you spent last month. Stay on your feet. Otherwise, please sit. Now, surprisingly, most people can't account for what their lifestyle actually costs. So, for those still standing, congratulations. You are more financially conscious than most. Let's give them a round of applause. What's astonishing is that even in the age of personal finance apps and personal finance gurus on social media, I found these questions continue to stump most people time and time again. This lack of financial awareness poses a serious challenge for us financial planners. Our challenge is not just about making you aware of what financial planning is and why it's important, but tailoring our message to those who are mostly unconscious about their money. And this is especially true for those who seem to have it all together in other aspects of their life. You see, your money has all these roles to play. Today, the income you make from your employment or from your business caters to your current lifestyle choices, services past debts, and hopefully, some of it goes towards building your financial future. But there's an expiration date on our earnings. When the time comes, it's your assets, what you own, that needs to carry the baton and support your lifestyle costs. So how can we ensure that the baton pass doesn't lead to a fall? Imagine for a moment your ideal retirement. I invite you to close your eyes, if you wish, and step into that dream. Can you feel the warmth of the sun touching your skin on a pristine beach? Or do you hear the crunch of gravel beneath your feet as you wander through some trails? Or perhaps you smell the aroma of freshly brewed coffee from bustling cafes and quaint European towns. Believe it or not, folks, but this might be the most pivotal part of your financial journey towards living the good life. Yes, you need to know your numbers. But knowing how much you need to ensure your dream retirement becomes a reality is completely intertwined with knowing what your dream retirement looks like in the first place. What gets measured gets managed. So once you have a clear vision of what the good life means to you, how can you figure out the size of the investment pot needed to achieve it? Well, let me introduce you to a handy rule of thumb called the rule of 375. So please take a moment and pull out your phone and open the calculator app. And while you're doing that, the rule of 375 enables you to estimate the size of the nest egg you would need today in order to sustain whatever monthly spending requirement you have throughout a 30-year retirement, which incidentally somewhat matches the average life expectancy for a couple retiring in their 60s. The rule of 375 is based on a well-known retirement planning guideline called the 4% rule, but it takes into account the fact that most of us think of our expenses on a monthly basis, and it also makes a rough allowance for tax at 20%, as most of us think of our expenses net of tax. So let's work through a practical example together. Imagine that you have worked through your vision of your ideal retirement, and you've figured out that you need an income of £3,500 per month to achieve it. To gauge the size of the investment pot required to sustain this level of spending, simply multiply this monthly spending requirement by 375. So in this example, you'd type 3,500 times 375. And when you press equal, you'll see a number that reads 1,312,500. So, using the rule of 375, if you were retiring today and planning on spending £3,500 per month for the next 30 years, you'd need to have a nest egg of just over £1.3 million. Now, let that number sink in for a moment. £1.3 million. It's quite the figure, isn't it? But this is why we're here today. The rule of 375 serves as a reality check that underscores the importance of being conscious of your financial journey. And hopefully, this drives home the importance of not just dreaming, but planning, strategizing, and preparing. Think of it this way. Every penny you save, every investment you make, is a step towards your version of that number. Every financial decision has the potential to bring you closer to that sun-soaked beach or that aroma-filled European cafe. But without a clear financial plan and taking the proactive steps needed to achieve it, the gap between where you are now and your version of that £1.3 million might just feel insurmountable. Now, it's pivotal to underscore that this, of course, is only a rough estimate. The intricacies of financial planning often require more granular analysis. So consider working with a certified financial planner to help you further refine this figure, incorporating elements like the state pension and other income sources that you might be entitled to in retirement, the effects of inflation, the effects of longevity, the effects of long-term financial market behaviors, etc., etc., etc. But use this rule of thumb and take a moment to evaluate your current financial status. How much have you stowed away for your retirement? And at what rate are you adding to it? Does your current financial trajectory align with your vision for retirement? If not, knowing the gap is the first step in bridging it. And remember, creating a financial plan shouldn't be a one-off exercise. A static financial plan is like an outdated map. So regularly review your plan, refine your goals, and ensure you keep this cycle going. Because only by adapting can we hope to keep pace with our dreams and the ever-changing realities of life. So don't just dream of the good life. Actively plan for it. The blueprint is in your hands. Don't let it fade away. Take the steps required to shape your financial future with purpose and excitement. After all, tomorrow isn't just a new day. It's your good life waiting to unfold. Thank you.
Waza. So did you guys hear? So first of all, did you guys hear what the man said? The man has worked with a lot of us. He has worked with us that don't know and those that do know. So first of all, we're talking about the 4% rule. And then we are talking about basically you have to say now, okay, so if I'm going to be spending something like $5,000 and let's just make it 3.5 a month for the next 30 years, you have to multiply that by 375 and then you will get to a total of just a little bit over 1.3 million. And that is how much you will need, to have the sunsets and the travels and the what-what in order for you to go and have like the kind of life that you are imagining there in retirement. And one thing that stood out that the gentleman said is also that, how much you need, for your retirement depends on how you view or what you visualized or imagined for yourself in retirement. So what is it that you're going to be doing in retirement? Okay. So you're going to be sitting in Hangu there and you are going to be chilling and that's basically it. So what are your monthly expenses going to be?
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Buy 2x Rhodes 1 liter 100% fruit juice for only $49.99. 2x 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with Smart Buy. 400 ml Vaseline body cream or lotion for $44.99. And 2 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for only $54.99 with Smart Buy. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. So, basically, the assets that we possess, the assets that we gain along the way to 60, those are our retirement plan. So, we try and acquire as many assets as humanly possible within our working years so that these assets now start birthing, money for us. They start birthing money for us and then they go and take care of us. And then also we can have now a cash flow of 1.3 million. 1.3 million should be enough if we are surviving off of it at 3,500 a month. And this is now in pounds, Mara. We are counting it in literal numbers. So if we are budgeting that, okay. So for starters, I'm not going to be renting. I'm going to be living in my house that I have built throughout my 20s and my 30s and my 40s and my 50s, right? I'm going to be having a home that I'm going to be staying in that is going to have running water. It's going to have a solar system because I know that, in as much as we have these hopes for Namibia and we think that everything is going to be great by the time we chila, there's going to be Wi-Fi in the village, you know, there's going to be network in the village, there's going to be electricity and water, running water in the village. It might not be the plan because we also don't know. If it took them 35 years and still until now, we are not really having the running water situation. We don't even talk about electricity because electricity is like a distant dream. Then it could be that we might still be at that spot in the next 30 years. And in the next 30 years or 26 years, like if you are like me, you are going to be sitting in a situation where you need a home that has electricity. Okay. So what are we doing and how are we working towards it? So we're not just planning to have 1.3 million. We're planning to at least have two and then the 700K, the 700K is the one that somehow is just for reserve and it's just for building this reality of what we want in retirement. Now, many of us, when we think about retirement, none of us actually think about just sitting sitting and just resting, right? Because we also know that that sitting and resting, that idle mind, it also gives us a little bit of anxiety because we've been used to working. If you've worked for like 40 years, what are you like, what are you going to be doing if not just finding passion projects? Now, these projects that you're going to find should not be projects that are going to drain you financially, emotionally, or even physically, because it's a young man's game. And unfortunately, you're not going to be a young man by that time. So you shouldn't find things that are strenuous to you. You should find passion projects. Passion projects are projects that are about your passion, about what you like, about things that can bring you joy, so that every single time you wake up and have to go and do your projects, right? It is not going to be something like, oh, I have to go to work. Mm-mm. It's going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get up. And then I go and do this thing that I like. So like, or donations, or soup kitchens, or shikunino, or, you know, timber, whatever it is that you are passionate about. You can even go and do like a whole art studio thing or whatever you want to go and do, as long as it's not going to be something that is going to be making you miserable, because you're also going to go get old extremely faster than all the others, and then you are going to burn out. And burning out in your old age is not, it's not fun. It's not fun for anybody to see, because what happens in old age is that you don't burn out like here in your 20s, where you're just exhausted and you are drained and you are emotionally just stuck and you're hitting a wall. It's not like that. What happens in senior age is that you just get sick. Yeah, it's just ailment upon ailment upon ailment upon ailment upon ailment. You just get sick, 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 sick. And that is what happens now in your late years. So you try and not have that. You try and not get sick. You try and not be the person that is still doing admin. Yeah, when you are in your 60s, try something else where you allocate the admin to other people, and then you are the person that is just, you know, you might be the face of the company, face of NGO, or the face of it, and then you just run with it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so let's look at the four phases of retirement. What are the four phases of retirement, or what is this particular man, Mr. Riley? This particular man's theory on the four phases of retirement, because even if you think that, no man, matriarch, why should I be thinking about retirement? I'm in my early 20s, I'm in my early 30s, I'm in my early 40s. The thing is that we never think that it's time for us to actually start planning for these things until we are so deep in it that when we blink, we've got 4 years to retiring and we haven't acquired assets at all. You're living in a government flat. You are being driven by a driver. Everywhere you go, you are given government resources, you know, to make your things go. So you get the, what do you call this? This baki, this Toyota one, I know that all the seniors have, the car. You get that one, and then you go with it, with a GRN number, you go with it, you go and do things, you are allowed to get it now and then, you know, as long as you ask for it, and then you can use it. So you don't pay for transport, you don't pay for housing, you don't pay for much, you understand? And you get complacent, or you get comfortable in this position of just being given, and everything is like manna from heaven, up until it's time to chila, and we're like, oh yeah, you have to get out of the flat because we have to put somebody else in the government flat that you have occupied for the past 20 years. And at this point, you could have already finished financing your house, and you didn't finish financing your house because you didn't even acquire a house in the first place, because I don't know what you were thinking about. You were thinking about next year I'll do it, next year I'll do it, next year I'll do it. And now you've got 2 years to retirement, and oh shitty, no one can save you, no one can help you, and you are basically going to the village, and not much has been done on the village. We've seen these prominent people. We've seen people that have worked for years, and we've seen their houses. When the TV goes there to go and commemorate them, or what, their funerals are held there. You see, Kucha, this person has not really done anything at all, all right, in their houses. And even if they were to stay alive, right, they wouldn't live comfortably. So how are we going to try and not be the type of old people that chop the money and then the money finishes and then now wants Zula? Mm-mm. We don't want to be Zularing. We want to be comfortable.
We'll have to get ready psychologically. Who knew? But it's important for a couple of... Everyone says you have to get ready to retire financially. And of course you do. But what they don't tell you is that you also have to get ready psychologically. Who knew? But it's important for a couple of reasons. First, 10,000 North Americans will retire today and every day for the next 10 to 15 years. This is a retirement tsunami. And when these folks come crashing onto the beach, a lot of them are going to feel like fish out of water without a clue as to what to expect. Secondly, it's important because there is a very good chance that you will live one-third of your life in retirement. So it's important that you have a heads up to the fact that there will be significant psychological changes and challenges that come with it. I belong to a walking group that meets early, three mornings a week. Our primary goal is to put 10,000 steps on our Fitbits, and then we go for coffee and cinnamon buns, more important. So as we walk, we've gotten the habit of choosing a topic for discussion. And one day, the topic was, how do you squeeze all the juice out of retirement? How's that for 7 o'clock in the morning? So we walk and we talk, and the next day we go on to the next topic, but the question stayed with me because I was really having some challenges with retirement. I was busy enough, but I really didn't feel that I was doing very much that was significant or important. I was really struggling. I thought I had a pretty good idea of what success looked like in a working career, but when it came to retirement, it was fuzzier for me. So I decided to dig deeper, and what I discovered was that much of the material on retirement focuses on the financial and or the estate side of things. And of course, they're both important, but just not what I was looking for. So I interviewed dozens and dozens of retirees, and I asked them the question, how do you squeeze all the juice out of retirement? What I discovered was that there is a framework that can help make sense of it all, and that's what I want to share with you today. You see, there are four distinct phases that most of us move through in retirement. And as you'll see, it's not always a smooth ride. In the next few minutes, you'll recognize which phase you're in if you're retired. And if you're not, you'll have a better idea of what to expect when that time comes. And best of all, you'll know that there is a phase four, the most gratifying, satisfying of the four phases. And that's where you can squeeze all the juice out of retirement. Phase one is the vacation phase, and that's just what it's like. You wake up when you want, you do what you want all day, and the best part is that there is no set routine. For most people, phase one represents their view of an ideal retirement. Relaxing, fun in the sun, freedom, baby! And for most folks, phase one lasts for about a year or so. And then, strangely, it begins to lose its luster. We begin to feel a bit bored. We actually miss our routine. Something in us seems to need one. And we ask ourselves, is that all there is to retirement? Now, when these thoughts and feelings start to bubble up, you have already moved into phase two. Phase two is when we feel loss and we feel lost. Phase two is when we lose the big five, significant losses all associated with retirement. We lose that routine. We lose a sense of identity. We lose many of the relationships that we had established at work. We lose a sense of purpose. And for some people, there is a loss of power. Now, we don't see these things coming. We didn't see these losses coming. And because they happen all at once, it's like, poof, gone. It's traumatic. Phase two is also when we come face to face with the three D's: divorce, depression, and decline, both physical and mental. The result of all of this is that we can feel like we've been hit by a bus. You see, before we can appreciate and enjoy some of the positive aspects associated with phase three and four, you are going to, in phase two, feel fear, anxiety, and quite even depression. That's just the way it is. So buckle up. Get ready. Fortunately, at some point, most of us say to ourselves, hey, I can't go on like this. I don't want to spend the rest of my life, perhaps 30 years, feeling like this. And when we do, we've turned a corner to phase three. Phase three is a time of trial and error. In phase three, we ask ourselves, how can I make my life meaningful again? How can I contribute? The answer often is to do things that you love to do and do really well. But phase three can also deliver some disappointment and failure. For example, I spent a couple of years serving on a condo board until I finally got tired of being yelled at. You see, one year, the board decided that we were going to plant daffodils rather than the traditional daisies. And we got yelled at. Go figure. I thought about law school, thinking...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing the most. Good evening. How old are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm fine, my dear. Have you ever thought about retirement?
Retirement from work.
Yes, also from work. What are you going to do when you are 60? What are you going to do with your life when you are 60?
I'm going to see and meet my family at home.
Forever. You're just going to be a man that is sitting.
Yeah, doing my other work.
Like what? Which other work? Because all of you people say, we're doing my other things. Which other things?
You can do your farming work.
And you, as a 60-year-old, you think you can be standing in the sun for 10 hours?
No, just giving the guidance to the young ones.
Yeah, so but you'll still be walking in the sun, was guiding them.
No, I can just take for 3 to 3 hours.
You think that at 60 you'll be able to stand in the sun for 3 hours every day?
Yeah, some 2 hours you can.
Okay. What else? And then when you harvest now your stock, where are you going to sell it?
Again, sell it Amta.
You're going to sell it now. If Amta doesn't give you
that tender, or that it doesn't give you that opportunity, then what?
You can say to the person who wants in need of the mahangu stuff.
So you are going to be planting mahangu?
Yeah.
The whole year?
No, mahangu maize and the other fuka stuff.
Okay, so just, but harvest is usually just done at one time. And then for the rest of the year, what else are you doing?
Yeah, I can deal with animals. I'm having all of them.
So you're going to be just dealing with animals, and that's what you're going to be doing for 30 years. And you are not going to get bored.
No, it's not getting bored.
Then why are you not doing it now if it's so nice?
Yeah, I'm doing it now, but now that time I was not having it full time. Now when I'm retired, I'm doing it full time now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at home.
Okay, so how much money do you need to retire properly?
Maybe it's just 3 million is enough.
3 million.
Yeah.
Mhm. How much money are you going to need every month?
Maybe around 50,000, 30,000.
You are going to spend $50,000 every month for 30 years.
For 30 years.
Mhm.
Maybe I need the 100,000, 200,000.
Okay, let's go with, so you are going to need 200,000 every month. That is going to be your expenses every month. What are you spending 200,000 on every month? Every single month. What are your expenses going to be?
You can use it for.
No, it's what you are going to use it for. So you are not going to be paying rent because you already own the land because it's communal land. So what else?
Yeah.
Hey. Groceries. You guys can't eat more than 5,000 a month.
That is the need. Yeah, that time when you can use the tractors to pay the tractors and the other.
So every month you're going to be paying tractors even when they are not working?
No.
Hmm.
Not paying them, but you can.
I'm not talking about how to make income. I'm talking about how much you are going to be spending every month. You know, the way we spend these when we are young, like this, we have a budget most that every month, okay, I spend 2,000 on rent, then I spend 600 on electricity, and then I spend 1,000 on food, then I spend 1,000 on myself for drinking, chilling, doing whatever I want, and then I spend 1,000 for the one child in Rundu, 1,000 for the one child in Windhoek, and then I send my mother also 1,000, so my budget roughly is 7,000 for all my expenses, and then 1,000 is left for miscellaneous, and that's your budget. So I'm asking, how much are you going to be spending monthly if you are going to be in retirement? One, you are not renting.
Yes, maybe around.
You said 200,000 a month.
No, not a month.
Because if I'm looking at 200,000 a month, I'm like, what kind of life do you have that is expensive like this, that you have to basically almost be eating quarter of a million? And to imagine that this is basically quarter of a million. So your 3 million will not last you for 30 years. It will last you most probably for 3 years.
Yeah, maybe every month it just 4,000, 5,000 in it.
Okay. What are you spending on?
Well, sometimes you can go travel. You travel to town.
But are you not traveling to town with your own car and your own petrol? So How is that one an expense?
Putting fuel in the car.
But you put in fuel already at the beginning of the month. So how much are we spending on petrol? So are we spending 2.5 per month on petrol?
I think 2.5 is not enough for the whole month.
Okay, so how much are we looking at?
Maybe you can, unless you are, you put them sometimes in the container.
But still, how much are we looking at? Are we looking at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000? How much do we think is enough money for petrol?
Maybe 3,000.
Okay. 3,000. And this is petrol. And then food?
Food is 700, 800 is enough.
700 and 800. Okay, how many are you in your house?
You are having already food we grow more.
Okay, so you're having already what food that you grow. But what about when the farm is just starting or when the plan is just starting? Are you still just going to spend $700? If a 50 kg of white maize meal is $650, are you guys not using cooking oil? Are you not using soup? Are you not eating osherera in your house that you're imagining? Are you not eating salt?
No, the maize is in there. We just take it to the crusher there. The maize is already grown there.
Okay, the maize is already grown there. So how much do you spend on the crusher now?
Just $30.
$30, but then you guys are seven in the house, so roughly you would have to go back at least twice or three times, which is now what, $90? Okay. And relish, you guys are going to be taking from the kraal every month. So in a year, you're going to eat 12 ikombo. Not even 12 ikombo, because a goat is not enough for one household with seven people for the whole month. So you will need to take two goats. Every second week, you're killing a goat. So you're going to take 14 goats from your kraal per year. Okay?
It's just okay like that.
Okay, so relish you are not buying, and other foods you are not buying, and then you are going to only use 700, and 700 is going to be for cooking oil, which is $80, which is a 2 liter. And then you guys are going to buy salt, which is $15, $16. Soups. What else are you going to buy? Rice. You guys don't eat rice in your house. Every day is just pap.
Yeah, but you can buy even 5 kg.
5 kg is 100. Mm-hmm. You guys don't eat macaroni. Those don't make salads. You guys are just eating bad food at your house because you are being stingy. But you are having millions in your account. Okay, cool. What else? So it's petrol, it's the crusher, and it is food. What else?
And the medicine for the animal.
The animals get vaccinated every month.
Yes.
Oh, so how much is that?
Mm-hmm. 1.5 is okay.
Okay. 1,500. So it's going to be 0, 0. No, it's going to be 0, 9, 9, 5 plus 7, that's going to be 12 over here. We're going to have, then we're going to have four, five. So $5,280.
Already overspent.
No. Yeah, you already overspent with 280. From your initial budget. And by the way, in this budget, ne, you smell like a cow. In this budget, you smell like a cow because in this budget, ne, there's no bathing soap, there's no cream, there's no roll-on. There's no haircut. There's no nothing like that. So you are just out there smelling very ripe because you don't budget for those things.
In the beginning, I said this has been going to 5,000 to 6,000 a day.
But okay, let's just go.
But you can get the haircut there and then so make bathing soap from there.
Okay, but okay, how much is that? How much is the haircut?
The haircut.
The
haircut, but the haircut you can just buy your own at the home.
You buy your own machine, then you just cut ngwara chips.
And then you're
getting
chips at home.
Okay. And roll-on and spray cream.
That one is for burning soap. It's just enough from the $100.
Mm-hmm. And that time you're not having a wife. You're just going to be alone there because are you not going to give your wife any money?
She is not retired.
She's retired also. How?
Cannot retire at the same time.
My dear, she's retired also. She even retired early because her back, she has a back injury, so she retired early from work. So you are going to find her in retirement.
Oh, she can get it from my money.
So you are not going to be giving your wife nothing. Okay. I know it's fine, but gents, we understand. So the experts are telling us that in order for us to know how much we need, ne, in our lives for retirement, we have to times the number that our daily expenses are going to be, right? Times 375. And then that amount will now give us a round figure of how much we are going to need. Then we times that by maybe 30 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you must go and do the math. 5,380. That is how much you are going to need every month.
That is 375.
Times 375. Then we'll see how much, how much your money will be. Oh, we can just do the math quickly here on this wonderful, 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 wonderful computer that we have here courtesy of Eagle FM. And this is times 375. And this is equals to 2.17 million.
Sure.
Yep. That's how much you need.
That is for the whole 30 years. Too much.
For a budget of for a budget of $5,380 every month. That's how much you're going to need. Because you didn't even put enjoyment. You didn't put your beer here. You didn't put nothing. So that means that your retirement fund is probably going to finish by somewhere there in the middle. It's going to finish because you're going to end up spending on unnecessary things.
Yes.
Hmm.
Too much.
It is. It's a lot, my dear. I think that when we see it with our own eyes, that's when we know things are, it's real here. Mm. It's
too
real.
Much, too much.
It's a lot, ne? You're like, ooh, My goodness. It's a lot. So me, I would say that the expenses that I would need in my retirement, right? Just for comfort's sake. Because I like things. So I don't want to budget a life that is going to make me unhappy. I want to have a 3,000 so I can go to the coast and come back, you know? And if I don't use it, it's fine.
Go to the coast to cheer up.
Oh, as an old person, yes. I'll go and walk on the beach. So me, my retirement fund, if my budget is going to be 15,000 every month, it's going to be 5,625 million. It's going to be 5.625
million.
And this is going to be my amount for the next 30 years. My God.
You are spending too much.
For me, I believe that is realistic for me. 15,000 is realistic for me. Because I also don't want to be in a position where I didn't plan, ne? So far ahead, and then I'm going to be sitting with kids that can't go to school because I don't have the money as their grandmother or whoever. What if my kids die and they leave me with their children? And then me, I only budgeted okay, 2K. Then that means I'm going to be struggling.
Yes.
But if I plan for having an extra 5K or something at the end of the day, then it will also be good because then I can just also, take the extra money that I have there and then I can just put it somewhere else. Yeah, I can even decide that, you know what, I'm going to be saving for my grandkids. So every month I'm going to be putting 5,000 for one child, 5,000 for the other child, 5,000 for the other child, like that, throughout the years. So that by the end of the year, or by the end of my life, they also have a little bit of something that's birthing money on the account for them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that seems like a realistic budget. Because in this 15,000, no matter where I'm staying, I can still afford to put at least 2 kids through private school. Uh-huh. And still buy ubaki, you know, and still have everything and still maintain the household. Even if I stay in the village, it will still maintain because they're in the village. We just buy groceries. Our groceries is something like maybe 3,000 or 4.
Yes.
And then we are still left with a lot. 6. Or it's not even 6, it's 11. So, yeah, so it will still be enough to pay the 2.7 for juniors private school there. And then 2.5 there by, Eleanor's private school the other side. Yeah, and then we can be paying our water 100 because we're in the village. Then we can put in petrol. Yeah, we can put in our petrol for 3,000. Yeah, cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
And then also pocket money for the kids.
Pocket money for the kids. Yeah, it's enough.
It's enough. My God. It's a lot. It's a lot. I'm looking at it now. I'm like, yo, 5,625,000. 100,000. Yo, it's almost 6 million that I need. I don't know, man. I don't know if this is achievable. I don't know, man. I don't know if this is achievable.
Too much.
Yeah, because even inside this budget, we have to also take off. Because me, I'm going to be talking to my relatives when I'm old. So I need a time. Yeah? So already 500 is for a time. Yes, because I'm senior, because I'm going to be calling people and I'm going to be on WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
And when they are having Oshihongi, I'm also going. Yes. Yes, I'm also going. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
No, it's a lot. But that's how we should look at things, apparently. We should look at things realistically from the way we are spending here in our lives.
Yes.
Mm. Mara, thank you so much for calling. We have to love and leave you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have even gone over, but we will continue this conversation because I think that this is a very, very interesting topic because this, for me, this is a little bit more realistic than people telling me, you must plan for retirement. I'm like, we are planning shikenea, no more retirement, this retirement that we are planning. What are we planning exactly in this retirement? So I think that this one is... This one is nice. This one is, it's getting to my head. Because now I realize that in order for me to achieve this, I actually just have to be a millionaire. So, otherwise it's not gonna work. This, it's not going to work for me. So, ladies and gentlemen, au revoir and ciao, ciao.